Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating life's chaos with a little bit of stoic wisdom and a whole lot of heart. Today, we're diving into something super important, something that can be a game changer for your mental well-being. Practicing self-compassion and self-forgiveness. Ever feel like you're constantly beating yourself up over mistakes? You know that feeling when you slip up, and instead of offering yourself a little grace, you launch into a full-blown self-critique session? Yeah, we've all been there. But guess what? It's time to ditch the inner critic and embrace a kinder, gentler approach to ourselves. Think about it. We treat our friends with so much more compassion when they mess up, right? We offer them support, understanding, and maybe even a good laugh. But when we stumble, it's like we switch into this harsh judge mode. Why are we so quick to condemn ourselves when we wouldn't dream of doing the same to someone we care about? This isn't about letting yourself off the hook for bad behavior. It's about recognizing that everyone makes mistakes, learning from them, and moving forward with kindness towards ourselves. Here's the deal. Self-compassion is a superpower. It allows you to navigate challenges with resilience, bounce back from setbacks faster, and build a stronger sense of self-worth. It's like putting on your metaphorical armor before entering battle not to be invincible, but to protect yourself from unnecessary harm. Self-forgiveness, on the other hand, is like letting go of that anchor dragging you down. It frees you from the past, allowing you to focus on the present and build a brighter future. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate self-compassion and self-forgiveness. 1. Talk to yourself like you talk to your best friend. Would you berate your friend for making a mistake? Probably not. So why do we treat ourselves so differently? Practice speaking to yourself with kindness, understanding, and encouragement just as you would a dear friend going through a tough time. 2. Acknowledge your imperfections. We're all flawed, brilliant, beautiful messes. Embracing our imperfections is part of what makes us human. Stop striving for perfection and start celebrating the unique qualities that make you, well, you. 3. Practice mindfulness. Being present in the moment can help reduce rumination on past mistakes and anxieties about the future. Take a few deep breaths, focus on your senses, and ground yourself in the here and now. Or, forgive yourself. Holding on to grudges against ourselves only hurts us in the long run. Recognize that you've learned from your mistakes and choose to move forward with grace and forgiveness. Remember, it's not about condoning the behavior, but about releasing the negative emotions associated with it. 5. Celebrate your wins, big and small. Give yourself credit for your accomplishments, no matter how seemingly insignificant they may seem. Positive self-talk can go a long way in building self-esteem and fostering a sense of inner peace. Imagine this. You're preparing for a big presentation at work, and you totally bomb it. You stumble over your words, forget key points, and feel like the entire audience is judging you. Most people would be consumed by shame and self-criticism, replaying the disastrous moment in their minds over and over. But let's say you practice self-compassion instead. You acknowledge that it was a tough experience, but remind yourself that everyone makes mistakes, even seasoned speakers. You focus on what went well, like your enthusiasm or your preparation, learn from the areas where you struggled, and vow to do better next time. Instead of dwelling on the negative, you channel your energy into preparing for future opportunities, knowing that this experience made you stronger and more resilient. See the difference? Self-compassion allows you to bounce back from setbacks with grace and determination, instead of being paralyzed by self-doubt. Remember, cultivating self-compassion and self-forgiveness is an ongoing journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and never stop striving to be your best, most compassionate self. So, what's one small step you can take today to practice more self-compassion? Maybe it's replacing negative self-talk with positive affirmations, taking a few moments for mindful breathing, or simply offering yourself a little extra kindness. Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going and inspire each other on our journey to inner peace. Until next time, stay sharp, stay grounded, and remember, you got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.